This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in as Israel's prime minister again on Thursday in a comeback for the political veteran. The hard-right Israeli government aims to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and pursue other policies criticized at home and abroad. Hundreds of Israeli left-wing and centrist activists, as well as other protesters, gathered in front of Israel's parliament to protest Thursday's inauguration.
I came to demonstrate against the government that about to rise up in Israel. Horrible government, a lot of criminals are sitting there, and they wish to destroy the Israeli democracy. And we came to demonstrate against it.
The 73-year-old Netanyahu is on trial for graft charges he denies and has sought to calm concerns about the fate of civil rights and diplomacy since his bloc of nationalist and religious parties secured a parliamentary majority in a November 1st election. Ukraine was hit with massive Russian missile strikes across the country Thursday, including in the capital Kyiv as well as the city of Kharkiv, according to the military. Ukraine's Air Force said on social media that the enemy is attacking the country with air and sea-based cruise missiles from strategic aircraft and ships. The number of people who died in a massive fire at a hotel in Cambodia is expected to rise. Emergency vehicles from across the border in Thailand rushed to the blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino and Hotel. Thai media reports that dozens of Thai citizens were trapped. Video